Lee, outstanding victory. You must be delighted.
Yeah, I was absolutely delighted because I thought it was a fantastic performance. Even if we had come in at 2-0, I'd have been delighted with the players because we looked a class above today. We really did. And they're big, they're strong, they're going to get balls in the box. Their front two are obviously dangerous and of high pedigree. But on the break, we looked slick, we kept the ball, we moved past the move very quickly, we had chances, we looked rapid on the break, and we're getting there now. And I was well chuffed with that because some young players came to the Den, which is a difficult place to play, wasn't intimidated and played their football. And I was very proud of my players today, very proud. And thank you to the fans as well, because on a Tuesday night to travel this distance and sing their heart out like they did, I'm just delighted for them that we sent them home happy.
Is that how you want your team to play, the way they played tonight?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I knew how tough Saturday was, because Burton a tough side to play, and we was really tired because of we had had the 120 minutes on the Tuesday. And I was excited about tonight because I felt if we had that energy and it was dewy and the air was cool, then I thought we'd have some real energy and pace about us. And I was delighted today, and I can't be prouder of a group of young players tonight.
What does it show about, as you mentioned, a group of young players? They came back from the setback of going behind, came back from the setback of being pegged back at the end, and still went on to win it.
Yeah, we've got good footballers, and we had some great chances, by the way, as well. We had some good chances, and even in the first half, and the breaks in the second half were just, I thought, were cosmic. And that's an important word because that's what they were.
Birthday boy pops up with a winner as well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot to say congratulations. So we'll have to give him an extra Yorkshire pudding in his post-match meal.
We say something to Ben Pearson as well. He came off, but he ran that midfield, didn't he?
Yeah, he was superb. I thought Pearson today. I mean, it's very difficult to single out individuals, but you look at Pearson, you look at Dan Crowley at 18 years old, do you know what I mean? Strutting around like he's had Champions League medals. And he's got to be careful. And the first goal is our fault. That's our fault. We're just a bit naive and we haven't got anybody in there pulling people into areas to get set and get solid and go from a position of strength. But overall, like I say, superb.
Have they raised expectations in a way? Is that the bar they've set themselves now?
Well, we'll only get better. There's no chance we're going to get worse. We're going to get better. Do you know what I mean? So I hope that people are excited by it, because I am. And that was a proper performance today. Proper performance, and full of everything. Energy, quality, speed, character, and people start calling me deluded Brendan on Twitter, and they're right. But I was just that proud that I want to use all those superlatives today. Is that a word?
That certainly is a word. And your team were excellent tonight. Does it mean you still expect people to come in to further strengthen this squad?
Yeah, I want a couple. I won't deny I want a couple. I do feel that we need competition in a couple of areas. And hope. I mean, listen, the owner's been fantastic since I came in. And I get on very well with him. And you see today that he understands what I'm trying to do. And we don't need to be silly, because we've got good players. We don't need to chase anything. But let's be consistent in our model, which is what we're doing. Let's believe in it and stick with it. And then hopefully the players can put in a lot more performances like that.